Okay, we're picking up with the Gemara Chav Tesla and Aleph, the third line from the top, the words Amar of Achar Bar Yaakov. So again, the Gemara was discussing, trying to figure out the whole last Amar, just fleshing out the different Shitas in Tanaim to figure out who our Mishnah follows, because our Mishnah seemed to not indicate like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's Aser even after Pesach with the Reiser, Rabbi Shimon holds that it wouldn't be a problem by a Goy, and by a Jew even. So that's the Shiloh over here. Is what? How do we hold halacha lemaisa? What's going on in the Mishnah? Who's the Mishnah following? So now the Gemara suggests, again, we just fleshed out how it can't be Rabbi Yosef Lili, it can't be Rabbi Shimon, and it can't be Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says two suggestions. Amar Ravacha Bar Yaakov, the Olam Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah is actually going to be the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And even though Rabbi Yehuda says that it's usher to have chametz left over from Loyer Lecha Chametz, the Gemara is going to explain that this isn't going to apply to the chametz of a goy. And how is that? So V'yalif Sa'or Da'achil, Olam Rabbi Yehuda, V'yalif Sa'or Da'achil, Mis'or Dari. Yeah, he learns out the issue of having chametz that you're going to eat from the sor of zing, the pasuk of bayirah bayimata l'arecha l'sor. He's learning out the following. Just like when it comes to seeing chametz, the chametz that shouldn't be seen, is we have a drasha on ham and bees. We have this drasha, shecha yatarah, aval tarah shel chemer shegalei v'drasha. Why is it l'arecha l'chasor? Why say lecha? Because the Isra of Re'iyah is having it be yours. If it's someone else's chametz that I see, if it's hekdesh, or if it is a non-Jew's, then it is not going to be aser. That if you have a non-Jew's chametz, and that's not considered yours, so if you eat it, that would not be necessarily a problem. And therefore, benefit the chametz of a goy is not going to be aser, as the Mishnah is telling us. And the Mishnah should have then told us that the chametz of a goy is going to permit it even to eat, since it's excluded from the issue of eating. We compare re'iyah, the issue of chametz of re'iyah, to the issue of chametz de achila, and we're saying the two of them are going to be permitted. But the Mishnah just said that the chametz of a Jew is usher to have hanaf, to have benefit from it. Tana nami denachri mutar b'ana, that a nachri is going to be mutar b'ana. Now he could have had that at the end of the day, again, that the Mishnah could have said you'd have a bigger heter that a goy's chametz could even be eaten after Pesach. It's specifically telling us in this case that the Mishnah is telling us that it's usher to benefit from a Jew's chametz left over Pesach. That is just because of the lashon stylistically, to keep it parallel to the first part of the Mishnah. That's what we're saying over here. And the Rosh just points interesting that he quotes the Yerushalmi that explains that the Mishnah avoids saying that we're discussing the goy's chametz that can be eaten after Pesach, because maybe we're in the shita that holds that really you shouldn't be eating a goy's bread, because chametz usually referred to bread and dafka bread, and that's an issue, a separate issue, a pas akum. So therefore, the Mishnah was telling us that you're really not supposed to be eating it after Pesach in a chanami, because actually at that point that was going to be usher to eat, because even for everybody it should be usher to eat, because Pasachim, we know that's a whole shiloh of having a goy bread baked by a goy, that really is really Pas Akum is for sure usher. Pas Pelter is the bread baked by a baker that would have the potential heter. That's the whole shaila. If we're makel nowadays, a lot of the olam is makel. That's all another shaila I'm not getting to right now, but that's an interesting rush that he points that out. Now the Gemara says, "Vedino de bayle lemisne." So then really, I could have said, the Mishnah should have said, that the chametz of the goy is going to be paraded even during the time of Pesach. Since a Jew is referred to after this time, so to refer to the goy after. But really, it should come out with a bigger heter that a goy's chametz is mutter on Pesach for a Jew. So that's the shaila. So Rashi explains, how do you have that? How could you have that if you have a non-Jew's chametz? Is that on the level of Dorei? So Rashi says that if it's really the goy's, it would be only Darbanon according to Buda, that if it's a goy's chametz, you take and eat it, that would not be a problem. Tosfos have a problem with that, is that how could it possibly be that you'd be eating it without acquiring it first? If you take it in your hand, we know that's a kinyan. Even if you eat it, the actual etzem achila is also going to be a problem of you acquiring it. So how could it possibly be that it wasn't yours? So Tosfos therefore reject that pshat in Rashi, and they have to assume something else according to them. They reject that shita in Rashi. Now the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, Rava gives a different explanation. Rava amar la'olam Rabbi Shimon hi. So really, the Mishnah really is the shita of Rabbi Shimon. So the Mishnah is telling us the chametz of a goy that was left over after Pesach is going to be mutter. That's understandable. What about the first part that says Yisrael? Doesn't he say that's also a problem? Not a problem, rather. So why would the Mishnah tell you it's aser? So the Mishnah is going to be moda. Rabbi Shimon says Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon knasa kanis. Rabbi Shimon says there's no iser deraisa whatsoever. However, there's a rabbinical penalty in the rabbinical penalty that we added to him. We made a knas on him, a fine. Howil va'avra leh b'bayra b'yamatza. Since the owner violated the issue, the iser deraisa of bayra b'yamatza, the iserim of Pesach, so therefore we have a knas for him, and therefore we do not let him benefit from the chametz after Pesach. This is in fact how we hold halacha l'maisa. We hold like Rabbi Shimon. We hold that the issue of chametz shavar l'Pesach is one of a derabanan, which is why we'll be more makel in a shas Torah and different things like that. However, we are very machmir about it. If you know, let's say, there always, I remember the RCBC and Tinek would always send out messages if you have a Jewish-owned supermarket. Let's say, I forgot which one, Pathmark, one of them, whatever, was owned by a Jew. So that would be all the breads that are there, the moments after Pesach are going to be Aser Tav HaNafram. We still hold Isser Darbanan, we still machmir for it. But again, there would be more room to be makel. However, many Shoni also imply that if one did bitul chametz even before Pesach, so you don't have an iser d'oraisa anymore, if you did not get rid of your chametz and you did the bitul, that would still be a problem and would still have this fine kick in. That is the shita of many, many Rishonim. That is the shayla. I think halacha ma'aseh, if I'm not mistaken, again, I'm going to double check the shayla, but that would be a shayla if a person did a bitul and he forgot about a significant portion of chametz that he had. He forgot to sell it with the non-Jew. So he didn't do this for mechira for whatever reason. So I'm pretty sure the Ramah writes if it's a hefsid meruba, then you can be makel, like those Rishonim that hold it's not an issue. However, the many Rishonim that hold based on this is that it would be an issue even if you did the bittul, that if you didn't get rid of it properly, that would be a problem even midrabanan according to Reb Shimon. There's another interesting note of Yehuda. The note of Yehuda writes that if you had an inheritance or a person inherited his father's chametz on Pesach, as he died on Pesach, and he had no idea the father wasn't religious, he didn't sell the chametz. So maybe there that wouldn't be called chametz shavar l'Pesach because that's mamish onus. There was nothing he could have done. That's a whole shayla. Rabbi Yosher discusses whether or not we should accept this note of Yehuda. If we say be'ones, it may be different because Rabbi Shimon was only gozer in a case where it wasn't ones. Okay, that's a very fascinating deal that comes out of this gemara over here, that be'etzem we hold a chametz shavar lava pesach is only going to mean iser dirabanan, not an iser deraisa. Now the gemara continues that bishlam of the Rava, now I understand Rava who said that the Mishnah is coming to teach you that a Jew's chametz is aser dirabanan, not deraisa. Then it makes sense. Hainu dektani, the Mishnah tells us that she'yishol aser mishum shemar lo yira'e. Lo yira'e is reference to the iser of having chametz on Pesach, but at the end of the day, having chametz on Pesach is the iser that the guy violated, and not the iser that there's no iser d'oraisa, in which would tell you that the guy's actually violated. It's just the iser d'oraisa, meaning that the chametz is aser. Rather, he just violated his din, so we're going to punish him. At the end of the day, the drasha of Rabbi Yehuda was nothing to do with Lo Yira'e L'Chasor. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he learned it out from Lo Yochal Chametz. So it's a different Drashon Gansin. So why would the Mishnah use the Lashon of Lo Yochal Chametz? So the Gemara says, you're right, but mi sarta sifakai. Do you think that the Mishnah's pasuk, according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, is answering now? The Mishnah is going on the second part about a Jew. Whether it's going on a Reshakai, it's going on the first part of the Mishnah of Achikamar. Chametz shel nachrish aval pesach mutabah nash nemar lo yirele chasamet. And he's using the same drush to teach you that really it's going on the idea that a non-Jew's chametz is mutter for a Jew after Pesach. Why do I know that? Because the pasuk says, shenemar lo yirele chasamet. You shouldn't see chametz for you. Shel chaya torah aval torah shel achir mishel gavoa. And he learns out from the chametz that you eat, from the chametz that you see, that according to him, both are going to be usher for a Jew and going to be mutter for a non-Jew, that for a non-Jew, both of those are going to be mutter when it comes to a non-Jew. Now the Gemara continues, V'azdala Tamayu, Rav Acha bar Yaakov and Rava, they continued to follow their shitas in a different context. De Itmar, what is this context? Ha'ochel se'or shel nachri she'avar lava pe'esef. Someone who has chametz of a goy, which now the chametz has already, the Pesach is now over. L'divir Rabbi Yehuda, now according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rava Amar, Loke Rava holds that the guy is going to be chayav an iser d'oraisa. So therefore, if a person eats that chametz, he's going to be chayav malchus. We know that a person does, the general rules, a person violates a lav, sheyesh bo maisa, he's going to be chayav malchus. Obviously, you need warnings, the whole Gemara Makos, Be'ez Hashem, we'll get to that, Amir Tzashem, one day. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, Eino Loke. Rav Acha bar Yaakov says that he's not going to be chayav malchus. Rav Amar Loke, Lo Yalef Rabbi Yehuda, Sar Dachil Masar D'Ri'ah. Rav learns out that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't derive the issue of chametz that you're eating from chametz that can be seen. Therefore, Goy's chametz is included in the issue mida areisa according to Rava. V'Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar Eino Loke Yalef Sor Dachilim Asar D'Ri'ah. He does learn out that which you see is compared to that which you eat, and therefore a goy's chametz is excluded from the isur deraisa of chametz shavar lav Pesach, and that is what Rav Acha bar Yaakov wants to hold, and therefore you would not be chayav malchus. Now the Gemara quotes a braisa, which is interpreted in a different way by different amoraim. So the Gemara says, "Vahadar be Rav Acha bar Yaakov me'ahi." Rav Acha bar Yaakov actually ended up, based on this braisa, he ended up reversing what he held in the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Disadne, because the braisa told us, "Ha'ochel chametz shel hekdesh b'moed ma'al." Someone who eats chametz of hekdesh during Pesach is going to be chayav a korban me'ila. V'yesh omrim lo ma'al. And there is a shita that holds that he had not done the issue of me'ila. So we have to give a hakdama over here. Someone who violates, who has hana, has benefit from something of hekdesh, then that is considered something you have to bring a korban me'ila for. Now, a korban me'ila can only be something that is of value. If something is of value, then you're going to be chayav a korban me'ila. See, here we're talking about chametz on Pesach of hekdesh that you eat, that you not eat, and so you have benefit from. So now, if it's hekdesh's property, but it has to have value for the common world at this point, how could it be that I'm chayav a me'ila in this shayla over here? So according to both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, that at the end of the day, if the chametz is aser b'hana, it seemingly has no value. So how could this be? Yesh omrim that there is a shita, that there is a shita, that there is ma'al. So the Gemara says, man yesh omrim. So who is the shita that says that there is an issue me'ila in this discussion over here? Rabbi Yochanan is saying that Rabbi Nechuna ben Akanahi. So according to the way that Rabbi Yochanan is understanding, Bidas Rashi, the way Rashi explains it, is that both the braisa, both shitas follow Rabbi Shimon's opinion in this braisa. So the chametz is aser medaraisa on Pesach behana, and after Pesach it's going to be mutter behana. So therefore, when it comes to the chametz of Pesach, so there we're going to assume that it would be mutter behana after Pesach. So therefore, that's going to be Rabbi Chunin ben Akana, who says that the Sanya Rabbi Chunin ben Akana says haya oser meskorn et yom kippurim l'shabbos l'tashlumin. So now, really, it should have been mutter behana. It really should have been, rather, it should have been, since it should have been mutter, since it's hektish over here, it would not be an issue to say that it has value. However, Rabbi Chunin ben Akana has a different limud. He says that there's that he's ayosi yom eskipur on the pot, this is habesluman, ma Shabbos, let's finish the statement, then I'll explain over here, because it's a little difficult. Ma Shabbos, mischayev benasha, just like Shabbos, a person is going to be chayev, if he violates the isser on Shabbos, he's going to be chayev stoning, chayev skila, upatar menat tashluman, and therefore is exempt from the monetary obligation. Af yom kippurim, so to someone who violates some kippur, mischayev benasho, he's going to be chayev to the iser of, he's going to be chayev his life, meaning he's chayev kares, and patar benasho is going to be not obligated to pay. So now, what's going on over here? Now, there's a concept called kimle min rabmine, really it's supposed to be counts. Kamle min rabmine, Shechter was put answered as kamle rabmine. That means that if a person has two punishments in front of him, a person violates Shabbos, and while he violates Shabbos, he also stole from his friend. So we have a concept called kamle min rabmine, which tells you that you only give him the more severe punishment. He can't enforce the fact that he has to pay. He can't enforce the fact that he has to pay. Since he's chayav misa, we don't assume that he has anything else. So that lechora only applies to the concept of misa. Any misa that he did, if a person not just violates Shabbos, if a person does gilai rayos while also damaging his friend's property, he would also not be chayav to pay because he's chayav misa in the action that he does it. That's the whole chav sukkah b'am machteris. There's also patur if he breaks something while in the action of breaking in because he's chayav misa at the moments that he's breaking in. That's also given Gemara Sanhedrin. So now, when we're discussing over here, Rabbi Chunin ben Akana, he has a drasha, the Gemara Ksubas discusses in the third parak, that he has a drasha to learn out that not only is the Isser of Isser Shabbos is going to be Chayav of Kamlin Rana, that we apply this rule, we're going to apply it even to Yom Kippur, someone who's Chayav Karis is also going to be Pater from Tashlumin. So Rabbi Chunin ben Akana is teaching you that in our case, so therefore the second braisa that tells you that we have a Yesh Omrim that says, that end of the day, that you are going to be lo mal, that's Rabbi Chunin ben Akana because he holds that you're kamlin ben Rana, since you're going to be chayav karis for eating chametz on Pesach, therefore you're going to be pater from me'ila. So that's going to be the second shita, while the first opinion is going to hold that really the chametz has value, and nevertheless you're going to be chayav in it. So since it has value, because at the end of the day, after we're assuming right now that after Pesach, since you'd be able to sell it, like Rabbi Shimon holds it, you're allowed to sell this chametz after Pesach. That's called something that has value right now. Now the Gemara is going to get into that. Is that really true? We're going to get into Davar Gomer Mamon because right now it's not valuable. Only later it'll be valuable. That's the Shaila over here. So now the Gemara continues. Rav Yosef Amar. So that's the first way of explaining the Machlokas and the Bracer. Rav Yosef says differently. Rav Yosef, he holds that at the end of the day, that this is going to get into the Shaila of Davar HaGorim L'mamon, Lav K'mamon Dami, or K'dom Mamon Dami. Rav Yosef holds that everyone agrees that Davar HaGorim L'mamon is Lav K'mamon Dami, that the money that can be used in the future, but right now is not valuable at all. That's the whole Shaila. Something that's worth $0 right now, but it'll be worth a lot of money in 2 weeks from now, or now, and then in our case, in 1 week from now, after Pesach is over. So, is that considered valuable or not halachically? So according to Rav Yosef, everyone agrees that that's not considered valuable. That's nothing. It means nothing. So therefore, It can't be that our machlokes has anything to do with the shita of Rabbi Shimon. It has to do with something else. So what is this machlokes? So therefore, Rabbi Yosef explains differently. Rabbi Yosef Amar Bepotin Mesakachim Lachilan Leklavim Kamiflegi. The opinions of the Braisa disagree with regards to a ladder redeem a hekdesh in order to feed them to the dogs. So if you're going to feed them to the dogs, that is that going to be mutter? Mandamar Mal Kasavar Potin Mesakachim Lachilan Leklavim. Mandamar Lomar Kasavar Ein Potim. So now, according to the shita over here, we also have to assume the chametz that is hektish has no value during Pesach, even according to Rabbi Yossi Glili, even though he permits it for Hana, he's going to forbid it to eat it. So therefore, how could you assume that this should be any opinion that it should be chayav me'ila? So therefore, we're going to assume that this shita over here holds that chametz has value even on Pesach, and once it's going to be chayav me'ila. Lafir Rabbi Yossi Glili. That's what we're assuming. It's mutar ba'na, that first shita is going to hold, that you're going to allow to have benefit from it. That is what, and then they're disagreeing over here. So he's going to say that what we have a drasha, the Gemara Rashi quotes it, the Gemara thing in Temura, that we have over here the drasha that when it comes to someone having hektish that you feed to dogs, is that going to consider, are you allowed to do that on Pesach or not? That's what we're discussing over here, and that's the question over here, is it going to be mutter, that would translate whether or not it had value or not, if it has value to redeem it, that would be mutter, that would be considered you chayav mi'ila, and if it didn't have that value, then you would not be chayav mi'ila. That's what Rabbi Yosef understands. Now Rav Acha bar Rava Tana Lahi, he learned a different version of Rav Yosef's explanation. He turning on to the next time. But now he says, Rav Yosef, he explained it differently. He says, the both opinions, quoting in the Braisa, says you're not allowed to redeem hektish in order to feed them to the dogs. That's because again over here when it comes to the chametz or redeeming it to give it to the dogs. Here the machlokes is with regards to that is gufa the shayla is the machlokes over here is whether or not we say the principle that Yosef assumed in the first way we just explained it was the pasha that's lav gagorim dami. No, that's gufa the machlokes over here is do we assume that davar hagorim lemamon kimamon dami? Do we assume that something that can lead to money that will be valuable in a week from now is that valuable or not? That's the machlokes in the brisa. So we said so. Therefore, Manda Amar Mal, the one who says that you're chayav me'ila, is going to say because Kasavar Daron the Mamon Kemamon Dami. You're chayav me'ila because in a week from now it's valuable. Right now, we know the chametz is not valuable at all, but in a week from now it will be valuable. So therefore, that's considered you have benefited from something that is considered halakhically monetary value, and therefore that's considered a chayav in the korban mila. And so that's the first opinion. And the one who says the one Manda Amar Lomal, the one who says you're not going to chayav a korban me'ila, Kasavar Daron korban Mamon Lav Kemamon Dami. He's going to hold according to this version. Rav Yosef maintains that everyone agrees that a hektish item may be redeemed only if it can be eaten by a Jew. And therefore, the whole Shiloh over here, both agree with Rav Shimon, that Chametz is going to be mutter after Pesach. So therefore, since it can be redeemed after Pesach, that is what we're going to assume over here is going to be Chayav Me'ila or not Chayav Me'ila if you assume it's Davar Gomer Maman is the whole Shiloh in this version. Now the Gemara quotes Rav Acha Bar Yaakov's interpretation, which is going to lead to, again, we bring in a whole, the reason we brought the Shakla Vatari right now was to show us that Rav Acha Bar Yaakov actually he ended up going back on his what he explained bedas the Mishnah being Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says Amar Dekuli Alma Davar Gom LaMamon Kimamon Dami, that everyone agrees that when you have that when it comes to something that can be beneficial monetarily in a week from now that would be like viewed as money right now. So then what are they arguing about? Why would anyone say that you're not kind of chayav me'ila? Here they're disagreeing whether or not it could ever be worth anything because they're arguing with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. The one that says you're not going to be chayav korban me'ila in the brisa, he's going to hold like Rabbi Yehuda. He's going to hold like Rabbi Yehuda that chametz is aser forever. That chametz of a Jew after Pesach midaraisa is going to be chayav is never going to have any value because it's always aser ba'na even after Pesach. And the one who holds that you're going to be chayav me'ila is going to be like Rabbi Shimon because after Pesach it's going to be something which is of value, and therefore we see that according to Rabbi Shimon it's going to be considered something that has value after Pesach. So the Gemara says, wait a second though. Vihar of Acha Bar Yaakov Damar, Rabbi Yehuda Yalev Sor Dechilim Sor Deriyah. But didn't we just learn that before? That when it comes to the way that Rav Acha Bar Yaakov just learned out, the way we had on the previous Amud, was that he would learn out, he had the comparison of Seor Dachila from Seor Deriyah, the chametz that you see, which is the garden chametz that you eat, and therefore he held that chametz of Hektish is going to be mutter even during Pesach. That was the whole lesson. He learned that chametz of a goy and chametz of Hektish is mutter even on Pesach. So Kalachomer after Pesach, it's going to be mutter for sure, chametz of a goy. Elahadar Bar Vei, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Mehira, the Rav Acha Bar Yaakov went back on that Shita, and in final analysis, he holds that all chametz is aser even after Pesach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, like Rava. And therefore, if Rav Yaakov is able to say that this brisa is a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and this price is going to be machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, again, it's never going to become mutter, and according to Rabbi Shimon, it would become mutter after Pesach. So now the Gemara quotes one more shita in explanation of the brisa. Ravashi amar dekuli amal ein poden. Ravashi says that everyone agrees that we do not redeem hektesh in order to feed them to the dogs. So then, what are the argument over here? And also, we're assuming in the brisa, everyone agrees that davar gom the mammon, the thing that can lead to monetary benefit, but right now it's not valuable at all, is going to be considered not like mammon at all right now. So then, what is the machlokas? Everyone's arguing over the machlokas between Rabbi Yosi Aglili and the Rabbanan. Man de amar ma'al, according to the one who says that you're going to be chayav a meila, a korban meila is Rabbi Yosi. He holds like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who holds that chametz is permitted for hana even during Pesach, therefore chametz has value at the time of Pesach. Rav Asi doesn't understand that, but that's Rav Yosef Lili. If it has value on Pesach, because a Jew can redeem it and use it, let's say to burn the chametz and have hana from the heat that he's using in his house, something like that, Rashi quotes. So that would be a hana that is valuable. So therefore, the hektish is valuable, and therefore, it's something that is going to be. It's going to be considered valuable, and therefore you're going to be chayav meila. There is value to it. And mandamar lo ma'al, and the one who holds that you have not done an iser of meila, so then he's going to hold like Rabbanan that say that there is no benefit for the chametz on Pesach, and therefore since it's asr right now, it has no value, because again we're in the manda amar that's something that's davar gomer mammon is lav kamamon damon, is not considered as valuable in the future, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Rabbanan rather hold that you would have no value even after Pesach, because right now it's not valuable. That is what we have gone in through the Baisa, and now we're going to discuss Dine Ta'arovis. It's important to give a quick Hagdamah for 1 minute now in the basic principles of Bittul, is that here for like the Amud, and I'm going on to the next time, we're going to discuss it a little bit. It gets a little bit complicated if you're not familiar with the Halachos and Yoradei, really in Hilchos Ta'arovis, in the beginning of Tari Chester. So we have the concept of Bittul. Bittul is you have something that's usher mixed in with something in Mutter, if it's if it's not a majority shear, it's going to be nullified. Now the shaila is, Achrei Rav Mahatas tells you to follow the majority. When do we apply that factor? When do we apply that we are the majority, as opposed to, we know, famous concept of batal b'shishim, that you need 60. So if it's a liquid, if something is a liquid, then we apply batal b'shishim. And if it's something that is a liquid, that's going to be batal b'shishim. However, if it's a solid, like the pieces of meat, if you have 3 pieces of meatballs, 2 kasher, 1 treif, you're allowed to even eat all 3. Maybe you have to eat them at different times, may not be able at the same time, but that's because it's not considered lach b'lach. That's considered something which is a mixture of something that is a yavish b'yavish, that is considered dry. There, then we're going to apply the halachas of rov. Now, we mentioned that Nesinas tam is always going to create an iser. If there is something that creates tam, that the iser element of the mixture is creating tam, that would always be usr, even if it's less than 60. If there's some certain things that are very strong, then even if it's less than shishim, that shishim is the amount we assume is always considered batal and tam, that there's no more taste. Really, shishim doesn't necessarily need to apply. If you had an expert chef, a non-Jewish chef, taste your little bit of milk fell in, you're not sure if shishim, you could have the non-Jewish chef taste it for you, and if he tells you it doesn't taste like their shishim, lechora, that also should be fine. Not getting to also give it now, but lemaisa, that's called nesinas tam. Those are all things. There's one more important concept, is that there's called a min bimino and min bishinam minum. Min bimino is where you have something that is the same. Let's say if you have flour of chametz with the flour of non-chametz. So that's min bimino, that's the same element. So therefore, that's considered min bimino. And therefore, there might be room to be more machmir on min bimino. We're going to see that there's some hold that min bimino is never batal. And min bishinam minum is if, let's say, if you have a different mixture completely together that was mixed up, so that's not, it's flour with something else, vegetables, whatever it is, and it somehow gets mixed up and you can't discern it anymore, you grinded it down, so it looks like flour also, but it's completely a different min, it's a different kind, it's a different substance, so that might not be as chamor. So now we're quotes. Amar Rav. Rav says, chametz bizmana, when it comes to chametz, when the iser deraisa of chametz applies on Pesach, bein bimino, whether the chametz is mixed with food of the same time, so again, like flour is flour, or bein b'shalom, you know, if it's something else that's not with the same time, flour with something else, so then usher, then it's going to be permitted. The chametz is not batal at all. The entire mixture is going to be usher, according to Rav at this point. So it's going to be usher. So the Gemara is going to analyze this. And it's shalom bezmano, whatever, the chametz After Pesach, Mino Aser, it's going to be mixed with permitted food of Mino, then it's going to be Aser. It's not going to be Batal, even if you have less than the Shear of Shishim. Even if you have less than Shishim fall into it, it's still going to be a problem. And Shalob Mino Matar, however, if it is less than its, if it's a different kind, it's flour with something else, then it's going to be Batal if you have the proper amount of Shishim. So now the Gemara wants to analyze Rav a little bit of what I already told you. The Gemara says, "But my askinon." So now what are we doing? If we're dealing a case where the chametz, Rav is telling us the chiddush of chametz, where there is flavor being imparted into the mixture. So the Gemara says it can't be that way because shaloba is mano, shaloba mina mutter. If it's not the last statement of Rav, which told us that after Pesach, if it's shaloba mino, it's going to be mutter. It's going to be permitted if it's giving off. If it's giving off flavor, as we just mentioned, giving off flavor completely would make it usher no matter what. Hayayi v'tayma, you're giving it mixture, giving it a tam, so it can't be. So elav b'masher. Rather, we must be thinking of Rav's case. We're talking about chametz was mixed with a very small amount, which is less than shishim. We're talking about less than shishim. So therefore, the Gemara continues analyzing Rav. Chametz b'zmana ben b'mino ben shalom b'mino usher. So now, when it comes to chametz, when on Pesach, whether it's a kind or not of its kind, that's going to be usher, even less than shishim. That's what we're teaching you now over here. Less than shishim, chametz is not batel. The Gemara continues. Rav Taimei Rav is going to follow his shita as we've seen elsewhere. The Rav Shmuel, the Amitavayu, Kol Yisrael Shem Torah. Rav and Shmuel, they hold all the sermon of Torah b'mino b'mashu, that when it comes to im bimino is going to be not batel. It's never batel according to them. And the shitas, they hold like shitas Rabbi Yehuda, and min bimino is eno batel. That's how Rav and Shmuel wanted to paskin. Now, why would that be? Why do we assume b'min b'mino is eno batel? So Rav Yashav quotes the Ran in Adarim, who explains that the whole idea of bittel, of getting rid of a mixture, is that we're trying to figure out at the end of the day that we have a fight between the two mixtures over here, so to speak. That there's one going after each other. We have to assume, what is this whole thing? What is these two meaning? How do we view it over here? So now, when it comes to two different elements, then I can assume that once one versus the other, they're knocking against each other, and therefore I have to establish what is the status of this mixture. Is it kosher or not kosher? If you have less than time, then it's going to be considered a mixture that's considered kosher. However, when it's one thing, they're not fighting against each other. Nothing is being mevatel the mixture. Nothing is going to be considered nullifying it, because at the end of the day, it's the mixture of the same element. So therefore, it's never batel, and therefore it's considered never batel. So now that's what Rav holds. Shelo b'mino b'no same time. And if it's not bimino, it's going to considered a going to if it's not bimino, then it'll be the regular rules that we know of. Let's again, we're assuming all of this is assuming it's a liquid mixture. By the way, I meant to mention that we're in a liquid mixture right now, which is lach galach. Is a liquid mixture that's going to be shishim. So therefore, Rav says that you would have shishim with regards to and after Pesach. So now the Gemara says, so Rav gazer chametz bizmano shelo bizmano. So Rav therefore makes his extra machmir. He holds that when it comes to min bimino, even after Pesach, when we machmir of it, so therefore he's gozer chametz bizmano shelo bizmano ato mino, because we're afraid of getting confused between the chametz that you were going to get confused with Pesach, or with chametz of the same flour chametz as non chametz flour, and you'll mix that up, and that's not batel at all. But shelo bizmano bimino aser kareb Yehuda, and shelo bizmano is going to be bimino, like Rav's going to therefore hold like Rabbi Yehuda. He paskins like Rabbi Yehuda that chametz that's in existence on Pesach is going to be aser midaraisa even after Pesach. Again, not aser kareis, but it's still going to be aser. Therefore, any mixture together is going to be forbidden, even min bimino, according to the view of Rav. Shelo bimino mutter, and however, shelo bimino, if it's shelo bimino, then if it's a different kind, it's going to be mutter after Pesach. Shelo bizmano, v'shelo bimino, atu mino. So that he's going to hold that shelo bimino is going to be mutter, because to say that the case of chametz after shelo bizmano, and also now with the case of Kan, Kulei Alo Gozrina, that's two things that you'd have to get confused with, because you have to assume that people are going to confuse with the one after Pesach with the one before Pesach, and also get confused with Mino and Eno Mino. So that's already a far zero, so Rav isn't gozer that far. Now the Gemara continues. Shmuel Amar Chametz Bizmano. Shmuel says that he holds like Rav, that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that Min Bimino is Eno Batal. If you have the same flour of the Chametz and non Chametz, that's not Batal at all. So he is going to be more makel with regards to how far this zero goes. Shmuel says Chametz Bizmano. Bimino aser. Chametz bizmano, again, bimino aser, even a kol shu, even a small amount, less than shishim. Shelo bimino is going to be mutter. With shelo bimino is going to be considered mutter. Shelo bizmano, if it's not during a time, after Pesach, bim bimino, bim shelo bimino is going to be mutter. So now the Gemara analyzes Shmuel. Chametz bizmano, bimino aser, that chametz during the time frame of Pesach itself is going to be usher because Shmuel Taima, because he held like we just mentioned, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Shmuel Damar Tavaya, Kol Esrin Shabbat Torah Bemino Usher Bemashu, that they're going to be usher even less than Shishim. Shalom Bemino Menosin Tam. However, if it's not the same like flour with a different element, then that's going to be Shishim, the regular rules of Shishim. Mixed up with that. So Gemara says, Shilobe minan ata minan lo. So lo gazer. So therefore, unlike Rav, Shmuel is going to say that we don't go far as to say that small amount of chametz that mix with Shilobe minan is going to be usher on Pesach. So therefore, Shmuel says that in general rule that it's going to be usher does not tell you that the mixture is going to be usher on Pesach if it's Shilobe minan. Shilobe is mano, be minan ben Shilobe minan mutar. And then in Shilobe is mano, he holds not like Rabbi Yehuda that it's usher midaraisa after Pesach. He holds like Rabbi Shimon. So therefore, if it's Beim Minan and Beim Shalom Minan, they're going to be mutter. That's like Rabbi Shimon, that it's mutter midaraisa. So accordingly, Shmuel is going to say that the mixture of chametz after Pesach, if it's not going to be no same time. That's a shayla. Is it maybe only even a miut? Maybe this would be even more mekel, not necessarily any shishim, but lechora, if it's not no same time, though, even if it's bimino, even if it's the same element, the same thing, if it's flour but flour, Rabbi Shmuel is going to still be mekel. So now the Gemara now says, Rabbi Yochanan has a third sheet of your chametz bezmana. When it comes to chametz during its time on Pesach, ben bimino, ben shalom bimino, usher, but no same time. It's going to be usher only if it's enough to give flavor. Only bishishim. It doesn't matter if bimino anyway. He disagrees with Rav and Shmuel. Shalom bezmano. If it's not during its time, after Pesach, then it's going to be mutter, whether it's bimino or bimino. Chametz, so now the Gemara explains the rationale for Rabbi Yochanan. Chametz bizmana, bimino, 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 time is going to be imparting flavor. Rabbi Yochanan Taime, this is going to be, that all you need is shishim. That's Rabbi Yochanan the Taime, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Amar Tavaya, Kol Esrin Shabbat Torah, Bein B'minan Bein Shalom Minan, Bein Osin Tam. You need to impart flavor. That's how we hold. We're going to get to this in the next half, how we paskin, but we hold like this shita of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish against that of Rav and Shmuel. They both held that you need to have, impart a flavor. Shalom Bezmano, however, if it's Shalom Bezmano, Bein B'minan Bein Shalom Minan, Mutarn, Kirby Shimon, they hold like Kirby Shimon, that it's only Darabanan, so you would need the mixture of that. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, we'll pick up, just maybe summarize a little bit, and then we'll get to Amar Rava, the top of tomorrow's Amar Daf Lamed. Bez Hashem, we'll get there tomorrow.